This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fifth week of early spring. When one thing happens, then something else is happening too. That's the most simple rule of phenology. And in the fifth week of early spring, the most dramatic event is the start of the robin mating chorus in the early morning dark. In this second last week of early spring, when the robin chorus begins before sunrise, then pollen forms on pussy willow catkins, and the first mosquito bites, and the first spring beauty is budding in the foliage of yarrow, mallow, phlox, columbine, coneflower, waterleaf, goldenrod, buttercup, snow on the mountain, New England aster, and Queen Anne's lace is coming up. Robins have found their way to every yard, knowing that worms will be waiting for them, at the same time that the tufted titmouse courts in spirals, and when flickers and purple martins are migrating and willow trees glow yellow-green and mock orange leaves out, pacing the new foliage of privet, the lilac, the black raspberry, the multiflora rose, clematis, and coralberry. When robins sing before dawn, then the first blue lungwort flowers open and bleeding hearts are getting bushy. The first tulip bud has formed and the early leaves of honeysuckle bushes green the countryside and the tree line is tinged with red from flowering maples. In the garden, pale snow on the mountain is pacing the waterleaf in the wetlands to the mating songs of red-winged blackbirds in the swamps and the gobbles of gobbling turkeys in the deep woods. And if you see or hear just one of these events, one piece of the fifth week of early spring, then you know that all these other things, so many more, are happening around you. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the final week of early spring. In the meantime, watch for the first butterflies to come out in your yard.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.